Melinda Roundley, regular board meeting, July 21st.
1914? Good evening, everybody. Sorry for the slightly late start. I'd like to call the regular board meeting of the Village of Round Lake for July 21st, 2014 to order at 7.03 p.m. And clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Present.
Trustee Newby, would you lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, sir. Making a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of July 7, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments this evening? Thank everybody for being here. It's nice to see a semi-full room. Make it a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.6 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $1,007,791.43.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Fred.
Aye.
Motion carries. Excuse me, this is a consent agenda. I apologize. Item 5.2, approve the payroll for the period ending July 13, 2014 in the amount of $139,878.88. 5.3, adopt a resolution to accept planning staff assistance services delivery by the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, CMAP. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving phase two of the Parkway Tree Replacement Program and waive the bidding process at a cost not to exceed $75,000. Item 5.5, adopt an ordinance amending the Village Code relating to police regulations and fighting. And item 5.6, approval resolution revising the composition of the Round Lake Police Department to include two additional positions for full-time sworn police officers.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 through 6.3, Clerk's Office. Madam Clerk.
We have some recognition. We have Jan Lawson for 30 years at the Village of Round Lake. And we have a certificate for you. And as mayor and clerk, the Village of Round Lake, here's you for me, Jan Lawson, for 30 years of dedicated service to the Village of Round Lake, which has helped make Round Lake a great place to work, live, and do business. Thank you.
Thank you.
the village of Rhine Lake and help make Rhine Lake a great place to work with and do business. The last thing I have is Grant Township is going to be having their 5K walk run on August 10th. If anybody is interested in participating, I think I put it's in the packet or it's online. So if anybody wants to participate, please go online and check it out. All I have, sir.
I was hoping it was a 10K run. I would. Thank you, Madam Clerk. From the Administrator's Office, items number 7.1 through 7.2.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make an omnibus motion that includes 7.1, 7.2, and 10.1 to be as adopted resolution to approve the contract with GovTemp USA for employee leasing agreements. 7.2 adopt a resolution approving expenses related to a mosquito abatement program, and 10.1 adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of the 2015 F-354 pickup truck at a cost not to exceed $44,899 from Victor Ford.
Omnibus motion made as Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Fry. My friend, Mike Henry. Is there any discussion? I would ask for just a little clarification on item 7.2, the expenses related to mosquito abatement. I know that we discussed it in the last couple of meetings, and we have an amount. I know that you have found several options for us.
The not to exceed amount, in my opinion, should be $25,850, which is the current invoice that Mr. Malice was able to sharpen that pencil and get us down to. It gives us the spraying and the other measures that we need. And then the board can decide before we enter into the full agreement, we get the immediate stuff started. We can decide if there's a few other pieces we can pull out to still save some more money. And that would be up to finance to sharpen that pencil a little bit more with Mr. Ballas and with our administrator and with our mayor and see what we end up with.
I would also like to just add to it, we have had many in the recent, I'll say, 5 to 6 weeks, several phone calls relating to what are we doing about mosquitoes. Do we have an abatement program? Why was the abatement program canceled? It's been a wet year, and there's a lot of those pesky little critters out there. There's no doubt about it. The full abatement program is significantly more expensive. Sue's done a lot of research and talked to Mr. Bayless and Clark and has provided options for us to do. $25,000 right now for the remainder of the year is a complete program for the remainder of the year that includes how many sprayings applications?
Four full sprays. And it is right now $25,650, I believe, is the absolute full amount.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to clear it up too. We have in our budget an amount of $15,000 to be used for our road turnout on Bacchus Road. That is significantly under budget, so we have some room there to at least this current year to have the money for funds to spend on this year.
So we certainly still sharpen our pencils, and we don't want to use all of it if we don't have to, because we have a few other things to lose in our present and our past.
If it's the board's intention to give the mayor full authority up to $25,650, then we would need a motion to amend item 7.2, and that motion and second would need to be made by the same trustees who did the motion and second for the omnibus.
I would motion that the mayor would have the ability to make that decision.
$25,560.
There was no dollar amount on the omnibus.
But there is on the attached resolution to that agenda item.
So we would amend it to that.
Okay. Yeah, and you have seconded it, so that would be the vote for the entire board. Would be that amended item. Yeah.
Is there any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trishan?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Panzelli?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for the work that you've done. I know there was a lot of work in this and researching, trying to find other companies other than Clark, and then negotiating with Mr. Ballas, and look forward to meeting him soon. Mr. Ballas. Now that we know that Mr. Ballas is here, would anybody like to have a question for him? The only question that I'm going to ask is,
we will be doing the program in conjunction, the adult mosquito control program in conjunction with the other villages, Round Lake Beach, Round Lake Park, Haynesville, even on Thursday evening. They are scheduled to be scheduled for Thursday evening, going on the Friday morning, so the first adult mosquito control treatment would be the Thursday evening. And then all the other services as it goes forward will be beginning as early as the end of this week, beginning programs.
Does the that first treatment, is the entire community, the entire village able to be done in one evening?
Yes, we have vehicles enough to be able to do actually more than half of the county in one given evening. So all of the area here in the Round Lake region is all completed always on the same evening. That allows for the most thorough coverage so that we can treat mosquitoes all the way from Volo all the way through to the other side of the township here and going all the way down through Munda Line and some of the other areas to the west or to the east.
And those treatments and where you're doing it, the roads that you select, will that be in, does it correspond to what the previous abatement program was?
Yeah,
same areas?
Yeah, but it includes all public right-of-ways, so all public streets within the village will be treated. Whether you're north, south, or east, west street, you are part of the route. We've reviewed the latest map of the village, and it includes all of the roads that are on the latest.
I live on Good now. We're going to make that dead end, so if you do double passes, you know.
That's
sort
of
the
strange when we start seeing. Would it be an immediate?
You will be, once we do our adult mosquito control treatment, we will probably see a reduction because we haven't been larvicide. We haven't been treating the standing water. We will probably see a reduction of probably 50 to 60% of the adult mosquitoes in the area. So it's fairly dramatic. The mosquito populations are high, and the reason why we went forward with the program as it's situated right now is because we are starting later, so there's some additional things that we'll need to do to catch up to that point. It's kind of like leaving your grass grow for a little bit. Mm-hmm. It grows a little bit longer. You can cut it once, but you have to do some other things to get it back to the same way. So you'll see a dramatic reduction that first day. We'll be doing some other things based on our communications here. And so there's some other large treatment areas that will probably add right away to get the populations down. And I would probably expect that we would do back-to-back treatments, one this week for adult mosquito control and one next week for adult mosquito control to get that further down the next year.
Is there any other case that goes to do for people who have asthma and the water that's going to be sprayed on them?
You don't need to take any additional precautions. Some residents choose to close their windows the day of the application. That's something that's not necessarily recommended. You can be outdoors during the application. We do have an 800 line that we would recommend that the village put up on the website once you're going to start talking about the application occurring. That is 1-800-942-2555. That number, and all the people who have previously been put on what we just call our fire notification list, and any resident can be on that for whatever reason, that 800 line allows you to be put on a fire notification list. So any day we do adult mosquito control, you receive a telephone call the day of the application. And again, that's open to any resident within the village. It allows people to take precautions if they wish. They can be happy for the use of taxpayer money on these situations. It allows people to know that the service is being provided during that day. In addition to that, for residents, we do keep all our trucks our GPS monitored. So it does allow us to monitor speed, flow of the product coming out, things of that sort, so we can answer questions regarding if my street was treated. You know, 25 years ago when I started the speed control, you had to ask the driver, did you go down the street, did you make a right-hand turn? Now we can see it all live throughout the entire village, where the treatments are made, what the flow rate is of the vehicle, what the speed is of the vehicle, all of those.
What time of day or evening do you typically use this?
Yeah, the applications will generally, for adult mosquito control, be all during the evening hours, so after dusk, so you're looking at 8:30 to 9 o'clock or later. They will go all the way until dawn, so if you're planning on staying up for the application, you must be one of those people who likes to watch a lot of late night commercials. But our applications start up right as the sun starts to go down and actually will end as it goes up. And so our whole fleet is actually a separate complete shift. These are not people who are doing a second shift, that is their full-time job to do that
situation. But that's typically when the adults
come up anyway. Yeah, and that's why if the contact insecticide, once that spray comes up, it actually stays in the air for an extended period, and once it drops down, it starts to break down very rapidly. So it's not going to stay in the environment. So if residents are concerned about pesticide being on the grass the next day, it will be gone. You won't be able to find that in your on your grass as well.
Is there any weather conditions that would cancel it?
Generally, rain. We can't spray during the rain. We can spray before the rain, and we can spray after the rain, but during the actual rainfall. And then typically, wind conditions over 10 miles per hour. You're looking for some drift for that product because you want it to go, and it's going to go anywhere between 300 to 1,000 feet from the back of that truck. But if it's too windy, it will blow it away. But generally, we're looking for less than 10 miles per hour winds and no rain. Other than that, we can go down with these products down to a temperature of about 55 degrees or as high up as we can get here in the Chicagoland area.
One of the other things that we talked about also, George, and you might want to let the board know, treating our storm drains and such is where the larvae is actually growing and they are the next populace of adults that he will be trying to kill. So we are looking at obviously starting the storm drains as well. And George has very graciously offered to help us find some product through some other local sources to help us with the cost and still getting the material to do this year as well.
So there's some things that we were able to do. Some of the product that the health department has was donated to several communities that actually did not need those boxes. And so they were at those communities and gave those boxes back to us, so we'll be able to reduce some of the cost on the storm drain applications as well.
And then you said, too, that you would work with our public works department to make sure that our people know how to reuse the material again to treat our storm drain.
And we've come out and make sure that they receive their one-hour license and if that's the direction that we're to take those We are here because, you know, we have a long-standing relationship with the village here. We've gone back well back into the 1970s that this program was in place, that we worked with the village, and we're looking forward to starting that relationship back up.
So you are actually extending water to it?
We are. Under the proposal that we have, we would actually go out up to six times to check standing water. There are several large sites, depending on where we go in final direction, there are several sites that could actually be treated by helicopter. One of them is very nearby to here. And out in the western end, there's a lot of those larger wetlands that are out there. We've been doing, since working with Sue here, we've been going through, there's National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permits that are necessary. Those have been, we've been looking at these and species compliance. There's a lot of things that a program, usually I can't walk up here and say we should start on Thursday, but we've been working on this for an extended period, and we are ready to begin with approvals that you guys came up with just a couple months ago.
You just got approved.
I know that's
fun. Mr. Bailey, thank you for coming up. Thank you for working with us and starting this late in the game. Thank you for working with the village.
We appreciate your time this evening. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
And once again, thank you, Sue, for the work that you've done on this. We approved the omnibus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Once we change the ground, we
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Yep. Dan Clark has it. It's recorded. It's official. Next item on the agenda is a bunch of mayors, under mayor's comments, item 14.1 through 14.7. Item 14.1 is to appoint of the village administrator as the Round Lake budget officer, Mr. Steve Shields. 14.2, the appointment of Michael Bach to the police pension board for a term ending April 30th, 2016. Mike's not here this evening. 14.3, the appointment of Michael Scarpelli to the police pension board for a term ending April 30th, 2015. Mike's not here this evening either.
There you
are, Mike. Mike, if you stand up, please. And I don't know, is knee better today?
Yes.
Good. I'll keep you there for just a moment. The appointment of Eric Yale from Tressler LLP, our own village attorney right here, as the towing hearing officer. Item 14.5, the appointment of Tyrone Seymour to the Planning and Zoning Committee for a term ending April 30th, 2017. Tyrone, if you please stand up. We ran an ad in the paper, and we had a handful of responses. I was able to interview people, and I'm glad to, first of all, see you two take interest in our community and want to serve and be a part of what we're trying to do here, and welcome aboard. Thank you for stepping forward. Yes, may I ask for an omnibus approval on items 14.1 through 14.5?
Second.
Motion made by those three. Motion made
by...
Trustee Newby and Trustee Simoncelli. We don't need to vote on this. All in, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item 14.6, liaison changes. With the departure of Trustee Clements, which was heartfelt, and the new appointment was Russ Crowley taking his position. Russ is not here this evening. I had to adjust our liaisons for each different department, and the adjustments are as following. Changes to the building and zoning, the primary will be Russ Crowley, and the alternate will be Vicki Wozinski. Community development, primary will be Dawn Simoncelli. Alternate will be Sue Trippa. Human resources and finance. Primary will be Russ Crowley. Alternate will be Henry Fry. The police will stay the same with primary Don Newby and alternate Henry Fry. Public works, facility, and capital assets. The primary will be Sue Trippa. Alternate Don Newby. Special events will stay the same with primary Vicki Wozinski and alternate Dawn Simoncelli.
Sure.
Pardon?
I'll be nice.
You'll be nice for the time being.
Right.
I'm going to say that we're going to look at this, especially with building and zoning and community development. There's going to be changes and a lot of things coming on with, we had the kickoff last week the week before with Mike Blue from TESCA, and he gave Steve and I way too much work to get done before the 1st of August, but we're working on that, and we'll start venturing down the road soon. And if anybody's uncomfortable with any of these positions, please come and talk to me, and we'll talk about readjusting things and making it better. These are not etched in stone, but I think these are are good appointments and putting people in positions where they have very strong resources and can be of great help to those different departments. Thank you, everybody. Ryan, you need a motion for that? Eric? Thank you. I just mentioned the kickoff with Mike Blue from TESCA and our comprehensive plan. He put forth quite a project for Steve and I to accomplish. By the 1st of August, we'll have things put together, what he wants, further conversations with him, and we'll bring to the board a summary of what is in process, and I'll be talking to you, each one of you individually, looking for some support and help on what we have going on. And that's all for the mayor's comments. Item 14.7, trustees' comments.
Well, congratulations for all the years of service, or not congratulations, I should say. Thank you and welcome to our new appointment. Now I'm good. Same thing, congratulations. Service well given and we appreciate it greatly. And welcome aboard to our newbies, as we used to say.
Yeah, thank you. I just not want to fill this one to be able to be at the gym. Offer you this year, and thank you for the outstanding job. All of you have been good office.
And a note of recognition, I forgot to do this. I want to thank Trustee Newby and Mr. Crowley, when he was administrator, for the work that the two of you did, and Don, for you spearheading this important recognition to the employees that's been dedicated to the community for so long. Thank you. May I get a motion for item 15.1 to motion to move to executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, and compensation of specific village employees pursuant to section 2C1 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
So
moved. Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We will close at 7:31.